You're listening to SBS News.
Six sides go into week three of the English Premier League looking to continue perfect starts to the season. Manchester City sits proudly on top on goal difference, but the reigning champions face an unfamiliar opponent on Saturday when the Sky Blues travel to play newly promoted Wolves. Wolverhampton has Portuguese coach Nuno Espirito Santo as its coach, and the former goalkeeper guided his side to promotion in his first season in charge. Despite facing the reigning champions, he says his team will take things in its stride.
I think the team realised that we have a tough challenge in front of us. All the teams are very, very tough. Wolves is a club that wants to grow. I think the engine of the club is the team. You just want to improve day by day.
SBS has full coverage of that clash between Wolves and Manchester City from 9 p.m. on Saturday. Mission Impossible might be the movie that comes to mind when Wallabies fans look for some inspiration ahead of Saturday's second Bledisloe Cup clash against New Zealand in Auckland. The 21-year-old made his debut for Australia and scored a second-half try in last week's defeat in Sydney. Injury to regular fullback Israel Folau means Maddox is likely to be in the starting lineup, and he says he'll be happy to play at fullback or on the wing as long as he's in the side.
I don't really have any preference. I can play both, and to be honest, the biggest thing for me is just getting out there, getting a second crack, and hopefully, getting another chance to rectify last week.
If Australia fails to do that, New Zealand will retain the famous Bledisloe Cup for the 16th year in a row. To Super Netball, and the grand final takes place in Perth on Sunday when the West Coast Fever looks to end the Sunshine Coast Lightning's domination of the competition. The Lightning won the inaugural competition in its first year of existence last season. Coach Nolene Tarua admits her side didn't even look like being in the top four 6 weeks ago, so she's delighted the team has a chance to defend the title.
It's a bit like being a proud mother and very excited by the challenge that's ahead of us, obviously to be in another grand final, being a new club. It's all come together quite nicely, and probably when we think about maybe 2 or 3 months ago where everyone was thinking, what the heck?
In rugby league this weekend, one of the sport's iconic players, Jonathan Thurston, will play his final home match. With the North Queensland Cowboys already out of finals contention, Friday night's match against the Parramatta Eels will see him bid farewell to his fans in Townsville. The match will also be Matt Scott's 250th game for the club, and he admits, despite a troubled season, he and the team want to send Thurston out with a win.
Everyone wants to win. We want to send him out with a couple of wins, and we're not where we want to be on the ladder, but if we can put a couple of good performances on the board coming into the end of the year, which, you know, it'd be great to really celebrate his last home game with a win.
Whoever loses will be in line for the league's wooden spoon. And in the AFL this weekend, with a minor premiership already in Richmond's hands, it remains to be seen if the Sydney Swans can secure a top four spot when they take on Hawthorn on Saturday. Sydney goes into the clash with a big doubt over Lance Franklin's fitness. The winner of the match will secure a place in the top four. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.